Welcome to the Rules and Regs podcast. This is David Steinkraus, and I write the Rules and Regs column for Pumper Magazine and Pumper.com. On January 1, new rules about water recycling took effect in Arizona. But these rules affect only some wastewater systems and are only the first step in a broad rewriting of water regulations. Our guest on this podcast is Chuck Graff, Principal Hydrogeologist for the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. And we're talking to him about what the rule changes will mean for the on-site industry. So, Chuck Graff, welcome to the Pumper Podcast, and tell me what you've done in Arizona about your water recycling rules.
What we did, it was a revision of our reclaim water rules, and our reclaim water rules deal with treated wastewater from community wastewater treatment plants, and they also dealt with gray water, and that would be both at the household level plus larger scale level. In a way, it didn't even get into the on-site area. Gray water was kind of incorporated in our reclaim water rules. And so one of the changes that we made in our rules this time is that rather than kind of keeping gray water as a poor relation of reclaim water, we put all of this under a new umbrella in our rules that became effective on January 1st of this year, a new umbrella called recycled water. So now under that recycled water umbrella, we have reclaimed water as its separate entity, and we have gray water as a separate entity, and then there's another separate entity, which is a real niche area where it's industrial wastewater combined with reclaimed water. But ultimately, that structure allows us to deal with some other types of reclaimed, recycled water in the future.
I know the words on-site system and community system can mean different things to different people. So could you talk a little bit about what it means under Arizona law to be a community system or on-site system?
An on-site system would be, and we have two classes of them. One is the 0 to 3,000 gallons per day, and one's 3,000 to 24,000 gallons per day. And then over 24,000, it would be a larger system that would need an individual permit under our aquifer protection permit program. You know, the 0 to 3,000 would be a lot of household systems, maybe up to six residents perhaps, or six households perhaps. And then 3 to 24,000 would be kind of jumbo-sized systems of what would be on-site systems. And this would include your standard septic tank disposal field type system, and then getting into a number of alternative systems. But in that 3,000 to 24,000 range, we have said that if it's an aerobic type of system, an aerobic alternative system, that that needs an individual permit. What our rules say is that we don't allow the use of reclaimed water for general permitted sewage treatment and disposal systems. The reason being is that the individual APP requires significant monitoring and significant reporting, and they have to meet specific water quality standards, and there has to be a certified operator. And so we are assured that that's high quality wastewater that can be used for reuse under our reuse program.
Have you found that counties are anxious to move ahead faster than the law currently allows them to move on recycled or reclaimed water use?
Yeah, I think they want to move ahead faster on reclaimed water use. And we got comments that wanted us to make it easy to use reclaimed water for these on-site systems. But one of the issues is that this rulemaking isn't where we can deal with that, because this rulemaking is in our recycled water rules. It doesn't deal with the systems themselves. The systems themselves are under our aquifer protection permit program. Right now, any system on site, no matter what, they could do reuse right now, but they'd have to get an individual permit for that. And that would not make sense for a small on-site system, because it'd be too costly. We're going to have to figure out, I think, philosophically how to go about this so that these small systems can do reuse. And that's sort of putting quotes around reuse here, because under current rules, under our current aquifer protection rules for on-site systems, there are some disposal options that look a lot like reuse. And it was because when we did the rules in 2001 and 2005, we were concerned about finding ways that people would have systems they could use in locations where you couldn't put in a standard, where there's site limitations, where you couldn't put in a standard septic tank and disposal system. So there are some options in that rules to do some things like surface irrigation, subsurface drip irrigation, these little small constructed wetlands that in those rules we call disposal. But that's only part of the way, and part of, I think, what the long-term goal of some of the counties are to be able to expand reuse among these type of systems.
Given the water shortages around the country, and especially in the West, of course, do you see direct potable reuse for drinking ever making its way into on-site systems, whether it be in Arizona, your 3 to 24,000 GPD systems, or even the individual systems of 0 to 3,000 GPD?
Yeah, my opinion is probably no for that. There's a big national movement that they're talking about on-site reuse going on, and this is to better reuse the water generated on a site. And a lot of these are sites, buildings, larger complexes, maybe even neighborhood scale, that are already on the sewer grid to better use that water. And this could be black water, gray water, harvested rainwater coming off a roof. And having talked to actually some architects in Arizona who are interested in maybe applying this principle to a new building in Arizona where they essentially could reuse all the water on site. So that would involve treating the black water with some sort of more advanced on-site treatment facility and reusing it, plus capturing gray water and maybe separating that out and treating it separately and rainwater harvesting. But I don't see the trend going to drinking water. Where I think it's going to go to is actually the bulk of that water might be toilet flushing. This is my personal view of it. In talking to these architects of this building, there's only so much landscape irrigation you can do, at least out in Arizona. And when you talk about the amount of black water generated in a building and trying to reuse it, it turns out that the only place you can be able to use that water enough for volume-wise is being able to flush toilets.
So how would you handle these kinds of alternative or future uses in on-site systems with state permits?
So where I see kind of the permitting changes that would need to be made for these second type systems we've been talking about is that, instead of having to come in with a very costly individual permit for that, that there needs to be the development of some streamlined permits that are aimed at the technologies that are likely to be used for those type treatments and the end uses that are likely to be used. So you have a lot of that detail in the permit so that it's not like a first time, redoing everything again, that guidance is out there for the applicant.
As this podcast was recorded in January 2018, the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality was in the process of assembling an expert working group to start on the next phase of rewriting the state's water rules. This has been the Rules and Regs podcast from Pumper Magazine and Pumper.com. I'm David Steinkraus. Thank you for listening.